Tigers a big third down here, trailing 25-15. Again, Edgewood threatening the blitz. Snap to Miller. The left-hander slant over the middle four. Colton Abrams makes the catch inside the 10. Still on his feet. Touchdown, Comers. What a run after the catch by Colton Abrams for the Tigers. 32-yard touchdown pass.
You're absolutely right. Incredible run after the catch. He catches the ball, and he's in space, and then he cuts it upside as the safety comes over the top, and he gets to the back of him, and then there's an Edgewood Bulldog on his back, and you think he's going to be brought down, but he doesn't come down. He carries that guy 4 yards and falls across the goal line for the six. Fantastic play.
Here's the kick by Ruben Castaneda, the freshman for Commerce. It's up, and it is good.
Castaneda's kick is good.
25-22, the Tigers down by three with 7:50 left to go third quarter. This is Commerce Tigers football on KETR. A 65-yard drive in six plays for Commerce. A 32-yard touchdown pass on a slant in from Jordan Miller to Colton Abrams, and Abrams carried two or three Edgewood tacklers the last 6 or 7 yards there, just refusing to go down. Extra point good by Ruben Castaneda, and now here's his kickoff coming down at the 10-yard line. Nice end-over-end kick by the freshman. And this is Jalen Spencer, who had the 56-yard touchdown or 56-yard kickoff return to start the ball game for Edgewood, and he gets out to the 29-yard line where he is brought down. And it's J.J. Savage on the tackle for the Commerce Tigers. Good ball game here, 25-22 Edgewood. Both teams have scored on their first possession of the third quarter. Edgewood got a tremendous break, recovering a fumble by the Tigers on the opening kickoff of the second half, then marching on down for the touchdown. Tigers more or less got it the hard way, driving 65 yards, and the 32-yard touchdown pass from Miller to Abrams. First and 10, Edgewood, 29-yard line. Edgewood moving to our right.
And Commerce was confused on defense on this one.
Here's the snap to Trey Irwin. Irwin around the right side. Turns up field, crosses the 30 to the 31-yard line. And it's going to be a gain of, we'll make that 3 yards. He gets to the 32. Lawrence Hickson on the tackle for Commerce. Second down and 7. Screen pass to the far side. And the pass is complete. This will be good for a first down.
I think Edgewood gets away with a block downfield that was holding. We saw a Commerce defender being blocked before the pass was thrown. And then after it was caught, a whole bunch of orange jersey in the hands of a Bulldog defender. Edgewood gets lucky on that.
15 yards on the gain to Turner Bannister. And it's first down Edgewood at the 47-yard line. Edgewood leading 25-22. Here's the snap to Trey Irwin. Handoff up the middle. And a little bit of a hole. It closes quickly as the play is up to the 50-yard line there for Edgewood. On the carry, it was Jalen Spencer. And on the tackle for the Commerce Tigers, looks like Matthew Gray and J.J. Savage. So gain of 3 to the 50-yard line. Second down and 7, Edgewood. Ball's on the far hash. Tigers showing blitz. Irwin takes the snap in the shotgun, throwing deep down the middle. Has his man at the 15-yard line. A great fingertip catch for Edgewood.
And that was a free play, as it was offsides. There is a flag over here on the near side of the field.
Tristan Harris on the catch for Edgewood down to the 13-yard line of the Commerce Tigers. That's a gain of 37 yards.
It was a penalty flag on the play.
What a beautiful catch. Oh. Outstretched hands, diving forward over his shoulder.
Nice throw.
To catch it and hold on to it.
Nice throw by Irwin in that nobody else but Harris could have caught it. First down Edgewood at the Commerce 13-yard line, leading 25-22. 6:53 to go third quarter. Edgewood in the spread, hand to Jalen Spencer, hesitates for a moment. Up the middle, short yardage, down to about the 11-yard line. Oscar Ramirez, I'm sure, was in on that.
He's first by Ramirez.
Oscar Ramirez coming in with 28 tackles to lead the football team. Commerce senior nose guard, second down and 9 at the 11-yard line. Edgewood moving to the south end zone. Trey Irwin looking to the sideline for the play. The junior quarterback. Ball's on the near hash. Man in motion right to left. They're going to give it to him. That's Trey King. King turns it upfield at the five, looking for a block. He's got the touchdown.
Trey King on the end round.
Trey King is second touchdown of the night. This is an 11-yard run.
That's the same way he got the other one, too, that end around. In full speed when he gets the handoff.
Got good blocking over there on the left side, and Edgewood extends the lead out now to 31-22 over Commerce. Again, they show the swinging gate here. With most of the offensive linemen over on the far side. Ball, of course, in the center of the field, and apparently they will run the two-point conversion here. Trey Irwin will take the snap, man in motion, give it to the man in motion, looking for the goal line, and he is brought down short of the goal line. Nice tackle there for Commerce. And that was J.J. Savage who made the tackle for the Commerce Tigers.
Number 8, Jacorian Savage.
So the two-point conversion is no good. Edgewood leading Commerce 31-28. 6:06 to go third quarter. This is Tigers football on 88.9. Nice return by Colton Abrams for the Tigers. Looking like a bucking Bronco there.
Yeah.
As he gets out across the 45-yard line to the 47-yard line of the Tigers on the return. And the tackle by Isaiah Eli for Edgewood. Tigers down 31-22 now. Commerce moving to our left. They give it to Isaiah Askew on first down. Good penetration by the Edgewood defensive line, and he is going to be dropped for a loss back to the 45-yard line. That was a 71-yard drive and six plays for Edgewood.
Loss on the play makes it second down, 12.
And the 11-yard touchdown run by Trey King going in motion from the slot. The two-point conversion was no good. 31-22, Edgewood leading. This is second down and 12 for Commerce. And here's the snap, and this is Casey Shields back in the ballgame for the Tigers. Down the numbers on the near side. 20, 10, touchdown Commerce. Casey Shields, the sophomore quarterback in the ballgame. And that is a 55-yard touchdown run for the Tigers.
Casey Shields with a ton of help on the outside. He was patient, waiting to cut it upfield. And his outside blocker just waylays a bulldog on the ground, and Casey Shield off to the races. Another touchdown for Commerce. This game keeps getting better and better.